Welcome to The Hitch, Week 5.
All right. Hi.
Hi. What day is it?
38.
Wow.
It is day 38. We are in Buffalo, Wyoming, right? That's the name of this
yeah,
town?
Yeah, Buffalo.
Yeah. We moved from one campground of America on the side of a highway to another campground of America on the side of a highway today.
Yeah. We're just kind of making time through Wyoming is what we're doing. We're enjoying it. We're actually taking some time along the way. I mean, not really. We're doing a very quick version of it. We're kind of bombing up because we're going to stop and spend like 5 nights.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Close to Yellowstone tomorrow. Yeah. So these are just kind of quick days.
Yeah, just quick drive days, no frills.
Yeah,
campgrounds.
Yeah, just,
you know, just
right off the interstate.
Yeah, literally right off.
I mean, this I have one to is say, very, yeah, they're both were pretty nice for being like right off the interstate.
The one yesterday was in a really idyllic, beautiful location, and like they had horses there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could camp with your horses, which was cool.
Today's is like literally a campground nestled between a Hampton Inn and a Holiday Inn Express.
Really weird.
It's odd. It's fine.
It's
There's actually a nice river that's pretty behind
it.
But
yeah.
But yeah, it's not exactly like, oh, we're camping.
No. I mean, there's like a Maverick gas station like that
you
can
Maverick
pretty much
gas
see.
Stations.
I know you do.
Janice.
Yeah.
Today I joined the Maverick Adventure Club.
I'm trying to figure out why. I mean, I'm not dissing Maverick at all, but why you have such a love for them. Was it the free ice cream cones we got that one time?
No, that wasn't even a Maverick.
Oh, that wasn't a Maverick.
No, no.
Okay.
They have an amazing beef jerky selection.
Oh, okay. That explains it. That's enough.
Including
that's all you got to say.
They make their own that they call the Maverick meat stick.
Oh, my goodness.
I've never eaten.
What? How have you never eaten that?
But also, they have an amazing selection of hot food, and I've also never eaten that, but I'm always very impressed by it. I'm very
appreciative
of the Maverick.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
well, you're in the West now. You know.
So I joined the adventure club today.
Mavericks are...
I get $0.02 off every gallon of gas.
Hey, you know, we're going through a lot of gas, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Every little
That'll
bit
save, you know, 30 cents.
Okay, I'll take it.
But anyway, like, today was not a big drive day. You know, just an hour or something.
I'm yawning, sorry. Oh, boy. There's a person walking around, our 13-year-old.
13-year-old's going to use the bathroom
right
next to us.
It wasn't a long drive day at all.
No. And it was like, what, 2.5 hours?
Yeah, it was short. I mean, the way that things are kind of spread out, sometimes, you know, and we wanted to like pretty short drive days just because.
No, it was
great. And it was great, but it did, like... Actually, when I drove today and when I pulled in, I was like, I don't want to stop. I want to kind of keep going for another couple hours. But we, you know, had already made reservations and paid for it and everything. And it was like, it's fine. We can stop.
Yeah.
But I definitely had that feeling of like, we haven't gone far enough.
Right.
And we're stopping pretty early in the day.
Yeah.
But actually, that was great because that's more of how I normally am when I drive, you know.
Right.
As opposed to towing where it's like I go for like, you know, when we've been towing, even for an hour or two, it seems much longer than that.
Right.
But today actually felt kind of short.
Yeah.
Like I was like, I could have gone longer.
Yeah.
So that's a good sign.
But here we are.
Here we are.
At the end of the day.
Yeah, we're kind of wrecked.
And we're totally wrecked.
We're wrecked.
I mean, it's not from the drive.
No, the drive was easy.
Not from towing.
The drive was clear. There were no tornadoes or rain or anything. It was a little windy, like it always is in Wyoming.
Yeah. But not
but
even
it was
bad
no
wind.
Big deal.
Yeah.
There are not many people in Wyoming and not even that many people passing through. So it was, oh my God.
What are you doing?
What is happening? We're in the middle of recording.
What are you doing in there?
Oh, here we go.
Like scratched off something.
Okay.
And it's like bleeding, so I have to put a band-aid on it.
Okay, do you need help?
No, I'll find a band-aid. I was just looking for one.
Okay. Never stops.
I'm gonna go help him.
All right, you go help him. Yeah.
Don't need help. I'm finding a band-aid.
No, you don't know where they are. They're in that thing.
All right. So
that was dramatic.
It was dramatic.
Anyway, we're wiped out because parenting is hard.
Yeah, it is.
The 3-year-old today, normally he sleeps actually pretty great in the trailer.
Yeah.
And last night, which was the first night back in a while, he slept like a champ.
He slept great.
Went down easy, you know, all just fine. Tonight.
No, not easy.
It took 2.5, almost 3 hours, I think, for him to go down.
Yeah, there was just, you know, he needed milk.
Yeah.
He needed a bagel.
He needed a cuddle. Cheese.
And it's hard to say, no, I'm not giving you food. Yeah. Or something to drink. Then he needed water. Then he needed, you know.
Then he kept thinking so he pooped, then but he never pooped.
Having to change his diaper. Then he needed a cuddle. Yeah. And it's also hard to say no to a kid who wants to cuddle with you.
Well, I mean, and also just like, who won't go to sleep, you know?
Yeah.
And like, that's definitely, like, we're in 2 rooms, right?
Yeah.
One of them during the day is the, like, table and kitchen and a couch. And then the other room is our room that has, like, a, you know, kind of a tiny queen bed in it. Called a queen, but it's, like, the size of a double bed in real life. Mm-hmm. And I like the sound of the never-ending sound of Band-Aids is emanating from the other room.
It will not stop. I'm closing our curtain door. I'm closing the curtain door. There's no privacy.
There isn't.
No.
But at night, the table converts into a pretty gigantic bed. And the couch turns into a little single bed that is the 3-year-old's bed. And obviously our 13-year-old does not go to sleep at like 6:30 at night. So everyone decamps. You look good. You stuck that Band-Aid half in your hair. That's going to come out real well.
It was like under my hair. Okay. So I
cut
myself.
Oh,
that's going to be fun when you take that off.
Okay. Hi, listeners that are enjoying a very great podcast.
Right, yeah, it's a real.
I hope you.
It's a real good episode.
This moment here. And goodbye. Thank you for listening.
All right. Thanks for reopening our door.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thanks.
Boy. That's a thing you just can't ever tell what you're going to get as a parent, like what day you're going to get. So yesterday we had a day where the little one went to sleep pretty easily, quickly, and we had the evening to
all to ourselves,
you know, just relax and kind of get resettled into Evangeline. And it was great. And I think because it had gone so smoothly, we thought that that would happen again.
Yeah.
And it just
didn't,
and it was rough.
And the thing I was saying before the Band-Aid got stuck into his hair,
I'm pretty sure
in like
he
10
also
minutes,
didn't wash that cut, which is like, come on.
Is while we're waiting for him to go to sleep, nobody can be in the other half of the of the trailer. It's not even half, like the other 2/3 of the trailer. And so
we're hiding out in
me and you. And the 13-year-old
and
the dog.
And somehow the dog, because she always has to be there,
are all just on this bed. Tonight, we actually got the cable working for the first time ever. The trailer.
Yeah, you figured it out.
And so, you know, it's Monday night. We were going to watch Monday Night Raw Wrestling, which we ended up watching with closed captioning on.
Yeah, because we had to
be
quiet.
He was waking up every 3 seconds. But, like, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
One bed for 3 hours.
Yeah, especially when there's a dog who somehow is taking up like 90% of the bed.
And that one of us is having to jump up every 10 minutes or so to, you know, like, it just, that's definitely one of those moments where you realize, like, we're in a small space.
But, you know, it's not like it would be any less annoying at our house.
Well,
except for that we'd have more room.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, we wouldn't feel like we were, like, hiding out,
right,
cowering.
We could tell the 13-year-old, hey, go downstairs.
True.
You know, or, you know, take the dog out, or, you know, like, but yeah, like, because that's the other thing. It's like the door out is right where his bed is, right where the couch is, you know, all of that. So
But kids that don't go to sleep drive you mad no matter where you are.
Without a doubt. It's just got a little extra sauce mm-hmm. in a tiny trailer, you know? I mean, the same way there's very little privacy, you know, like
I know.
In a space this size. It can be wonderful and it can be challenging.
Because of yawning.
You can't stop yawning.
I can't stop. Won't stop. Yeah. Today was...
Just ended bad.
Yeah. I mean, actually was...
It was a totally fine day. I joined the Maverick Adventure Club.
Oh, my God. Now we're going to have to find Mavericks along the road, huh?
Yeah. Save that 2 cents. I think I get a free fountain drink.
You know, Wyoming is really pretty. Like, I think I know that certain parts of Wyoming are beautiful and gorgeous.
Right. Obviously, you know, the Grand Tetons are here. Yellowstone is here. But
even like the open, dry
plains. Man, it was gorgeous. There were
really
multiple
pretty.
Times on the drive up today and that it was like breathtaking.
I kind of forget that about these more like desolate, open parts of Wyoming because I've had many not great experiences driving through in the winter.
Right. Yeah.
Or, you know, just when it's long. I mean, it's a big state. And but today I was struck by how really pretty it is and with like the bluffs and the rocks and how much it changes. Like suddenly it almost felt like there was one point when it was almost like the Badlands.
Yeah.
With the rock formations just kind of coming out of, you know, these flat high plains. But and then you'll all of a sudden be dry. Oh my gosh, it's so loud.
He's still
I don't know what is happening.
I don't know what he's doing.
Anyway. That's it. Wyoming is pretty. Parenting is hard.
Day 38.
That's it. Let's go.
The Hitch is recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer, by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at TinCanEvangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please rate and review The Hitch on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to us, and tell your friends to subscribe as well. And we'll see you on the road.